Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. An expert panel that advises the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on the use of vaccines is meeting Monday. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports they'll discuss coronavirus vaccine safety as well as emerging variants of the virus.
The CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices is meeting just as a third vaccine has been authorized for emergency use. The new Johnson & Johnson vaccine is different in that it requires only one shot. It's also stable in a regular refrigerator and doesn't require dilution. Committee members will consider how to best use this vaccine, along with the other two that are available. So far, only around 7% of the U.S. population has been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
The new Johnson & Johnson vaccine is being shipped. Biden administration officials say the first shipments will be delivered starting Tuesday. Officials say all three vaccines should be made available evenly in communities across the country. In Myanmar, police escalated their crackdown on anti-coup protesters for a second day Sunday. At least 18 people were killed. Michael Sullivan reports from neighboring Thailand.
Scenes of chaos today in Myanmar's biggest city, Yangon, and elsewhere, as police used tear gas, rubber bullets, and live ammunition against anti-coup demonstrators, many of whom fled, some dragging their bloodied wounded. In some cases, the protesters tried to hold the line against police with little more than motorcycle helmets and homemade shields.
Michael Sullivan reporting. Investors around the world have lately been spooked by the prospect of something they haven't seen in a while, inflation. NPR's Rafael Nam reports.
Wall Street just went through a tough week. Stocks have been rallying as the rollout of vaccines and the reopening of businesses sparked hope. But now there's a new concern. The governments around the world are pumping so much money into their economies that prices for many things will go up, sparking inflation. Many experts think those worries are overblown, but it's weighing on investors' minds as we head to a new week. There are other things that will get Wall Street's attention. The latest monthly jobs data from the United States on Friday will provide a snapshot of the employment picture. OPEC and Russia meet on Thursday to decide whether to increase oil production. And retailers, including Target and Costco, will report earnings, along with Slack and Zoom. Rafael Nam, NPR News.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says some of his behavior with women may have been too insensitive or too personal. He's been accused of sexual harassment by two women who had worked for him. Cuomo says he'll cooperate with the state attorney general's investigation. This is NPR News. A United Nations humanitarian agency is warning more than 16 million people in Yemen may go hungry this year. There already are 500,000 people in Yemen living in famine-like conditions because of the continued war. The conflict began in 2014 with Houthi rebels attacking the government. The war has killed more than 130,000 people. Two NASA astronauts completed a 7-hour spacewalk outside the International Space Station Sunday, preparing the orbiting outpost for new solar panels. From member station WMFE, Brendan Byrne reports.
Astronauts Kate Rubens and Victor Glover began installing mounting hardware for the new panels in the first of at least two spacewalks. NASA says the current solar panels are functioning well, but are beginning to show signs of deterioration. The new panels will augment the current ones and provide additional power to the orbiting lab. Rubens and Japanese astronaut Soichi Noguchi will conduct another spacewalk later this week to continue the bracket installation, along with other maintenance tasks for the station. The new panels are set to arrive at the ISS later this year on SpaceX's Crew Dragon spacecraft. For NPR News, I'm Brendan Byrne.
Hollywood's Golden Globes were handed out Sunday night in a virtual ceremony. Schitt's Creek, about a former wealthy family forced to relocate to a small town, won the award for Best Television Comedy. The Crown won for Best Television Drama. In the movies, the Best Drama Award went to Nomadland, and the Best Comedy was given to Borat's subsequent movie film. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.